This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
Yesterday, since it was all, since I did the audio backwards, and I want to tie in the master's prices to it.
This is the Joe Gaither Show on BamaCentral.com.
Good morning, Tuscaloosa. Internet world, West Alabama, how we doing today on this Friday? It is Friday, the first Friday of the month, April 4th. Man, Mason, we didn't pull an April Fool's joke on anybody this year. I didn't think about that at all. I never think about those. I think those are the silliest things. I think they're the most lowbrow form of humor, April Fool's Day. But it's the first Friday in April. You guys are here with us watching the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com, on the Bama Central YouTube channel, or you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon. We're also on some social media platforms, Joe Gaither 6 on Facebook, on Twitter, on YouTube, and on the Bama Central Facebook channel as well. We're live in the Derek Daniels State Farm Studios right here off of McFarland Boulevard, just past the Tiger Rock on the left. We are the number one place for your insurance needs in the West Alabama area. You can call Derek and his team, Red Reese and Victoria. They're upstairs waiting by the phone right now to talk to you about your homeowner's life, auto insurance needs, boater's insurance needs, renter's insurance needs, really anything in the insurance game. Even if you're just shopping around, you can give them a call at 205-758-3391. They can run you a quick quote on whatever you're trying to shop around for, and they will get you proper insurance, local coverage, and oftentimes at a better rate as well. So we appreciate Derek Daniel for sponsoring the program, for hosting the program right here on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com. With that, and our microphones connected today, Mason Woods. You follow Mason Woods at MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine, writing all things recruiting for the Walsh Writing Network, Alabama Crimson Tide on SI, Vanderbilt Commodores on SI, Boston College Eagles on SI, and Missouri Tigers on SI as well. Good morning, Mason. How are we doing?
Oh, I'm doing good this morning. Doing good. I a little bit of a slower day yesterday. We did.
You can go ahead and start that.
We did get to talk to our friend Jalen Brewster. It did not go maybe as well as I had hoped it would go, but we got some decent things out of the rising junior prospect, who I do believe will be a very, very big time name in the 2027 class, you know, as things continue to move down the road there. But yeah, our conversation with him was not quite as didn't last as long as I had hoped it would. He didn't give us as much answers as I had hoped he would, but that's okay.
All right, let's do it. We can start here because we will be playing the Jalen Brewster interview at the end of the program. Jalen Brewster, class of 2027, 4 or 5 star, depends on what you want to look at. He's about in the high 30s in the class of 2027.
Plays, absolute freak.
Yeah, monster. Defensive end and running back. His tape looks very unusual to me just because of the athleticism. And it's 6'4". He said 295 yesterday. Running the football. I don't want to tackle that. My high school, look.
That's the most high school football thing I've ever heard. It's awesome.
That would have been concussion city right there. Everybody going to tackle him. It'd be next spring, concussion city.
Did you ever have a coach that made you do wake up drills?
No.
That just sounds like a concussion right now. Just saying it. It was literally just stand here. You would squat down like you were in a, you know, linebacker stance. Basically, you'd put your hands behind your back and somebody would just come up and hit you. Don't know why we did it. But that was a drill my football coach had us doing in high school one time.
Just standing there taking hits to the face?
Literally just standing there getting hit in the face. Many of us got concussed. We didn't do it again after that. The most insane thing I ever had to do in my years. I'm sure he saw it on the internet and he said, "They're just going to get these boys tough." Because he was one of those types. And sure enough, yeah, no, he lined up about 20 of us up on the sideline there. Okay. And then just, you know, it wasn't like full speed or anything. We just had somebody come and, you know, about 50% and just basically run through you like they were tackling you. You just had to sit there and eat it.
So you really were the tackling dummy.
Essentially, yeah. So dumb.
Ridiculous. Ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He didn't have a job after that season. So, you know, it was We went three coaches in 4 years.
Oh, now we did Oklahoma drills about every third week or so. The first couple of
bull
weeks.
Bull in the ring, that was a good one.
Bull in the ring happened my freshman year, one time on our freshman team, and I think it was a moment coach was trying to be like, who are these kind of guys? And we had a linebacker, defensive line type who did not last at our private school, and he went crazy during his time in the ring. And I mean, great. I mean, that's what you need to be doing if you are in the ring. He went crazy, and we discontinued the drill
during the summertime when we weren't allowed to like technically touch footballs because it was against AHSA rules or whatever. We would play something, and our coach's name was his first name was Elijah, and he would call it Eli Ball, and it was basically rugby with like a lot more football elements involved, and we would play it with a rugby ball, but it was, you know, there was forward passing allowed and things, and it was just full contact. Nobody wore any pads or anything.
So it's football with a rugby ball. Yes. That was our way to get around it.
Yes, it was so dumb. And no one, again, no pads. We're all running full contact at each other.
And he thought he was so smart. I'm getting away with it.
Tough. It was very stupid.
AHSAA is never going to get me. They're never going to get me for violating the rules. AHSAA.
There's a reason we didn't win many football games at the old JP2.
Are they still JP2 up there in Huntsville?
Technically now, I guess they are, what is it, St. John Paul II, SJP2 now.
Okay, great, 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 great. Well, we've got a couple things to do today. I want to revisit some conversations that we had yesterday after we talked to Katie. I want to talk about concession prices next week of the Masters and how they tie it in with yesterday's conversation with Coastal Carolina. What can we do, Greg Byrne, to get concession prices down across the board? That's on my brain. I want to talk about this scrimmage. Alabama is scrimmaging today. Alabama football is scrimmaging today. We will be over at the Brian Denny press conference room about 3:00 today, hearing from Kalen DeBoer. He's going to say, the team looked great. Pleased with the progress. We're not going to know any. Here's what I need to do, Mason. All right, here. Since only my friends watch the show, which is great, awesome. That gives me some freedom to ask you Mason. I've got a couple of friends who will go unnamed that have access to Bryant Denny Stadium. This gate could be left open for you. Oh, that gate could be a good place to sneak in from. I have never really asked them, but on days like today, where their scrimmage is happening, this will be the third or the fourth time that I've thought, I think I could sneak in and just sit up at the top and sit in basically in the hallways, in the breezeways, and not be seen and actually find out what's going on in the scrimmage. Should I leverage and sneak into Bryant Denny Stadium today? That's a good place to start. Should Joe Gaither ruin his career, ruin his journalistic, you know, everything that the tiny things that we have built and sneak into Bryant Denny Stadium today?
You know, while I think the likelihood of actually getting caught if you did go through with your plan of just hanging out up top, posting up in one of the breezeways there, is pretty slim, may not be worth the risk, you know? Because even if you got in there, are you going to see that much anyway?
I'll be able to sit here and tell you how awesome Ty Simpson looked and how...
That's what everybody already does now.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Worthless. We need to get that. You talked to a quarterback who saw them last week, right?
Yes. Yeah. Anthony Colmer.
Anthony. We need 10 minutes of your time, Anthony.
We'd love to have you on the show.
10 minutes of your time. It'll be better than the 15 minutes that we had with Jalen Brewster. I was expecting a challenge. I was not prepared for the challenge ahead. We'll say that. And you know, we want to put it on us, not on Jalen.
Sure.
We
didn't ask the right questions.
Didn't ask the right questions. And I wasn't really, looking back on it, I wasn't really thrilled with my pacing. I felt like one thing we can do together is when the guy finishes his answer, both of us, not me, not you, both of us need to take a half second, just a pause, just to give him a second to like, oh shoot, do I need to keep answering? Like we need to be the professionals, be like, we're fine in the awkward silence. We just stare at you for a second and just
see if he wants to fill the space.
You got more, bud? Yeah. You got a little more.
Because it was a lot of short answers, which, like I said, we prompted him with, you know, answers that could be answered like that. So I guess it's on us, but Maybe we just got to be better in the future.
Absolutely. We do have to be better, but it is a good thing to start with. Nice little progress.
Very happy, very thankful to get him on. Maybe I think he's set to visit in June. I believe June 7th, I think, is when his official visit is. So maybe, who knows, maybe we can get him on again and get a little more information about how that visit goes.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to find out in the summer how it goes here in Tuscaloosa. Now, okay, let's talk about football. We've done a very bad job talking about spring football since basketball has ended, but we've been doing basketball maintenance. Transfer portal, this, that, and the other.
I don't know if
that happened. Yeah, Yoxel is an interesting... there goes my ADD. I had a thought on Yoxel. Are you better off Yoxel Lindenborg going to the NBA and being a first, second-round pick or whatever you are, late first, second-round pick, non-guaranteed money, might be playing in the G League next year, or go to a high-level university for $3 million, for $2.5 million, for $2 million, play 35 games, still... enjoy the college experience. Be big man on campus for one more year. Less travel. Meals catered to you.
You know, it's like you just keep throwing the thing. I don't know why you would go to the NBA unless you were guaranteed basically as a lottery pick.
Yes. I'm sorry. This is where my silly boy brain goes, but I'm going to go to an environment where lots of potential wives could be like if you're in the NBA, like that is, I would not want to be a single man in the NBA because you do not understand. It's very hard. I think it would be very hard for me to decipher intentions. Does this person have the best intention for me? Still dealing with that in college.
Yeah, you probably still do. I mean, but, especially if you're a player like him where everybody knows, oh, well, this guy, he's getting paid.
But maybe a little less. Like,
I mean, sure. I think, that happens with everybody. Everyone, every major athlete like that. It just kind of comes with the territory, I think.
All right, so maybe that's my immaturity.
I mean, I don't know.
I would one more year college. They're feeding me.
I think I mean, sure, the social aspect and stuff is cool. You get to be a kid for another year. That's awesome.
Yes, you're not living real life.
You don't have to.
You're not jumping on a plane three times a week.
You don't have to deal with. The stupid media stories like we're seeing today about the NBA with this Ja Morant gun saga once again, where he gave some finger guns and everybody's losing their mind over it. I would absolutely return to college, especially if you are in a Yoxel Lindenborg situation where I don't believe really anybody has him, at least that I've seen listed as a first round pick. I think a lot of stuff that I've seen is, he's in the second round, which, I mean, comparatively, you just come on back. You have a much better situation if you're coming back to be a very high-level college basketball player than if you are going to go be a low-level NBA draft pick.
Yes, I think I would return to campus. Everett Osmer chiming in, best show around, even though y'all can't play basketball. Mason, he sent you a Facebook friend request. I know you're not big on Facebook, but go ahead and sometime over the weekend, go through your Facebook and go. You probably got a... All the fans are in your request, requesting you to, as friends. So make sure you check on that here for in the next couple of days. Everett did message me late last night. Will you Google this? Surely we would have seen this already. Will you Google Gene Stallings? Make sure that he's okay. Because Everett was asking if something had happened to him, and I was like already in dreamland, so I couldn't really look it up last night.
I haven't. So I'm not seeing anything.
I felt like we would have seen it like right off the bat as soon as we woke up.
Yeah, and last I've seen is as of last November he had a stroke. He's apparently doing good after that. So.
He's had three or four strokes. So Everett, I think that to answer your question, answer your message, I think he's still doing okay. I think he's still with us. Obviously older, and do it. He's got that farm out there still driving the tractor. So prayers for continued health for Gene Stallings. Just wanted to circle that loop with Everett Osmer there.
That's a dying breed right there. You're not going to catch me at a ripe age of 90 driving around on a tractor tending to my farm. I will be holed up in the recliner, probably watching Derrick Henry highlights or something.
Just like, give me another pizza. Give me another donut. Just try to kill myself with sugar. Point.
I'm not going to be lifting a finger.
At that point, just
hopefully I'll have a robot assistant that will bring me snacks,
More comfort, please. More comfort until you take me out of my misery.
I'll be sitting there in my VR you know, everything will be virtual at this point. We'll be eating like virtual food, and we'll be having AI assistants come help us.
Oh, that's a type in your notes real quick. AI. That is something. We'll go there after football. We've teased to go to football about four times now and then gotten distracted, which is great. That's the way I want to do it. You got a scrimmage today. And dun, dun, dun. You've got opportunities. Okay, all right. I'm going to put my football hat on. If I were a crazy Alabama fan, I would be worried about the inside linebackers with Deontay Lawson not being available for spring. What's happening with Nakai Hill-Green? Is he learning the defense? Is he calling the defense? Who's calling the defense? Is it Caden Jones? Is Caden Jones sophomore, rising sophomore? Is it QB Reese, rising sophomore? Because outside of the veterans, help me here. Outside of the veterans, you've got Deontay Lawson and Nakai Hill-Green. Outside of the veterans, you've got a bunch of rising sophomores and incoming freshmen. You've got QB Reese, Caden Jones, and you lost Justin Okoronkwo to the transfer portal to South Carolina. So really, it's Deontay Lawson, it's Nakai Hill-Green, it's
Yanzi Pierre still back there lurking around.
Yanzi's on the outside. Yeah, yeah.
You got Abdul Sanders, the freshman. Came in. Luke Matt's another freshman.
Ooh.
Really.
It's all freshmen and rising sophomores besides Lawson and Nakai Hill-Green.
Justin Jefferson?
Yeah, thank you. That's who I was missing. That's the name I was missing. Perfect. But Jefferson was limited. He was on the limited list.
So still banged up then.
Banged up from previous fall. But I think that he's much less of a question mark injury-wise than Deontay Lawson.
What do we think the extent, but just timetable for Deontay Lawson? Do we have any idea what that looks like?
Did he tear it in the Oklahoma game?
I want to say that.
Pretty sure it was. Oklahoma, so where the winds go pouring on the plains. Look, 6 months from November, December, January, February, March, April, May.
Yeah, against Oklahoma.
So that puts you at end of May, June for 6 months. I think he's going to be ready for fall camp.
Maybe in a limited capacity at the start.
Right. My brain is clouded by personal memory. My brain is clouded. You know, personal experience is the greatest experience. Buddy, five knee surgeries on my left knee. Again, average athlete, extremely average athlete. Not even in the Deontay Lawson class. Not anywhere sniffing the stratosphere. But my personal experience in my brain says, oh, man, that's going to be really hard to come back from. Oh, man, you're not going to be the same. Look. Average athlete was even less average after my knee. So I hope that you're able to recover, because Deontay Lawson's a player that I've been covering since he was at Mobile Christian. And does it matter at all? No, it doesn't. But when you see a guy, look, I was at Deontay Lawson's last high school football game. Yeah. ACA beat him, and he was so gracious enough to give me 5 minutes after the game. Buddy, my high school career just ended, and you want to interview me because I'm, hot recruit? Sure, I'll give you some time. He was not rude about it. Sure. And he gave me four or five minutes of answers. He was a beast for Mobile Christian, playing offense and defense. And then I think he's had a good time, a good career so far at Alabama. Not a great career. Not exactly what I would have thought we would have gotten out of him.
Sure. I think a good year here, though, can,
last year he was a stud last year. Oh, he was such a beast until he tore up his knee. I hope that he can get back. I'm concerned.
Yeah, I think, something that people kind of a lot of times forget about injuries like that is the mental hurdle as well coming back. Like, it's, we know what the physical, like doctors and things will say, the physical kind of timetable is. It's like, oh, well, we've seen other players come back in 8 months or 6 months, whatever it is, but it's like, every player's brain is totally different. Like, it's a whole nother thing to mentally be able to convince yourself that, hey, this knee that's been torn to shreds or whatever, ankle, whatever it was, lower extremity, whatever it was, that's been torn up is healthy and fine for me to go full speed on again. Like, that is a mental hurdle that you have to jump over. That's not easy to do. Now, obviously, I don't know Deontay. I don't know what he's thinking, but I imagine that is certainly going to be part of the recovery process.
So I'm concerned, but hopeful. I mean, you think about some of the elite athletes. Adrian Peterson was better after his ACL injury. So Maybe Deontay Lawson, you everything's going to work out just fine. But I have more than mild concern for the inside linebacker position. Not like level 5 DEFCON 10, you know, sound the alarms concern, but okay, consider it how it was last year with the secondary. It's a little bit less than how I was. I mean, we were all, I think, 7 or so out of 10 concerned for the secondary. I think I'm more 5.5, 6 about inside linebacker, because I think if you're going to get a good player in Justin Jefferson. Mm-hmm. Nakai Hill-Green is going to give you physicality. Is he going to be a good fit in the system?
No idea.
Also, if you return to your previous self, good. Then if you get that out of those three, then I think that you will have had a, you know, you're going to look back on your inside linebacker room and be like, all right, it was good. It wasn't as bad as we thought.
Yeah, I think you're in a little bit of a tough spot because, like, you know, if you try to go target anything in the transfer portal with these, 10 days you got coming up here in the end of April, I think it is, like, what?
Which sophomore do you run off? Which freshman do you run off?
You're bringing somebody in, like, they don't know anything. They don't know this system. The guys that you have here at least know it a little bit. And, you know, you're just really banking on Deontay Lawson coming back to that, hopefully to at least the same level he was at previously. If not, maybe hopefully he gets even better, but we will see. But you're really counting on that a lot, because outside of that, your options look a little bleak, because it's either inexperienced players that know the system a little bit, but they're very young, or an experienced guy that has never been in the system.
So today's scrimmage, I think you on the defensive side, Jefferson will be out and Lawson obviously will be out. So it's going to be Nakai Hill-Green. You're going to have Caden Jones. You're going to have Abdul Sanders, Luke Metz, Duke Johnson, QB Reese, all kind of rotating in right there. You're getting some buzz. Allegedly, apparently, Abdul Sanders led the team in tackles in the last scrimmage last week. So true freshman, modern day monarch, walk, you know, early enrollee.
Sure. We know what those modern day players can be like.
Dude,
that's crazy.
My mind is, but if you get Damani on the field, it's going to be tough for Chuck to be on the field. Going to be as a true freshman with the secondary being so stacked at the moment.
Also, but not even being an early enrollee.
Right. But if you ended up, I'm sure at some point this year, we're going to have a couple of plays where all three are on the field at the same time. And that just blows my mind. Man. You got high school teammates in Sanders and Sanders and McDonald, both guys who were on the same team last year, early enroll or came to Alabama. But McDonald and I think McDonald said he was a freshman when Damani was a senior, I think is what it was. So there's a little crossover. Yay. Bryce Young, Damani Jackson. If only Tommy Brown had worked out at offensive line, then you'd still be like just adding modern day monarchs. What do you think about it? What do you think about a freshman, Abdul Sanders, running around leading the team in tackles? Report. Let's see. Bama Online learned the freshman linebacker led Alabama in tackles and was all over the field, is the report. So one sentence, pretty strong sentence, but one sentence.
You know, it might just be kind of typical spring practice fodder of I saw him make a couple good plays and that really jumped out at me. So this is, you know, if we see him on the field more once the season comes around, I will believe it a little more, but I'm not super keen on buying that the true freshman is going to be stealing reps this fall.
Oh, I didn't say stealing reps, just excelling last week. Excelling last week.
Sure. Period. Maybe he had a good week.
Period.
Yeah.
I think that you get. See, that's why I hate spring practice. Yeah. It's because you're going.
Number is he wearing?
Is he 36? Is that it? Is he 26? Is he 31?
Yeah, he's definitely not going to be playing a lot then with a number like that. He can't be out there wearing a bad number like that.
He is. He's in the 30s. Hold on. Let me.
If they let him, who's rocking that 11 this year? I know somebody took it. Oh man, I can't remember.
Defensive lineman, right? Yeah, now I'm blanking. Jordan Renaud. Jordan Renaud.
He needs to wear that 11. Well, that's the best.
Jordan Renaud took it. What number did you end up with?
Abdul Sanders feels like a future number 11.
Abdul is now I'm in the 30s, 31, 32. Come on. I hate you, Roll Tide, how it loads just 4 or 5 at a time.
I've said it once. I'll say it again. It's a billion-dollar idea if somebody can figure out a way to get whoever is providing these universities with their websites, they are the worst things ever. The layouts are terrible. They load, they're slow, stuff doesn't work. You're constantly opening drop-down menus when you don't want to. Someone, partner with all of these schools and just give them good websites. You will make buttloads of money.
He's wearing number 35. You like it or no?
I don't like that at all.
35, was it Shane Lee who wore 35 for a second, and then bounced on out of here for USC?
Yeah, 35, that's a bad number.
That was not a good experiment. Mm-mm. The Shane Lee and Christian Harris year. Golly.
Throwback.
That
was tough scenes.
This year's inside linebacker room is going to be better than that. Man,
that was
a bad year. I mean, Christian Harris ended up being a really good player, sure, but as a true freshman, never played inside linebacker before. How crazy are you, Coach Saban? I'm going to take a kid who plays corner and safety in high school, and he's got a big enough body. He looks the part. We're going to make him an inside. And you're going to start.
That's why he's the GOAT. That's why he's the GOAT.
Somebody got hurt in preseason, right? Yes. Yeah. Wasn't that the Dylan Moses gets hurt in preseason year?
You're probably right. It kind of runs together.
So we throw out Shane Lee, and
things are not as bleak as they were that season.
Christian Harris.
We can say that with certainty here.
All right, how much more you want to talk about Isaiah Horton? Because that young man's buzz is buzzing over the last 7 days from what I've felt.
Yes.
And today's another opportunity for the buzz to a little further.
I did not realize, I don't know if you saw the interview that he did with Roger Hoover.
Shout out Roger Hoover.
Yeah, great stuff. I watched a bit of it, was reading some of the write-ups on it. Former 7-on-7 teammates with Ty Simpson in high school. So there's a bit of a connection there. I think those two might be really enjoying each other's company. Sounds like they have a good, good little connection there, I think. Obviously this was coming from Isaiah Horton. He was saying it to Roger Hoover. So, how all these football players talk, they talk each other up no matter what. They're not going to say anything bad about their teammates. Man, my connection with
Billy's great. Me and Billy, sure, we got chemistry for days.
But at least hearing that they have a relationship that goes back to before being, being in Alabama here, before being in college, that probably is, at least fun for the two of them. I'm sure there's just a good bit of chemistry there.
Yeah, I think that we said it a couple of days ago, and it's probably one of the times where the microphones weren't connected or anything, but I think that this wide receiver room was painfully average last year. Painfully average, and people say, how can you say that? Ryan Williams is so special. He was so special. He was, mm-hmm, but he was a special child.
Which, this is not anything to do with what we're talking about other than
the
child aspect. Cooper Flagg being 17 is just stupid. Nobody, the United States, the national media is not giving that enough love.
From as much as they hammer Ryan Williams? Yes,
that's for as much as I heard, and he's only 17? I have not heard that about Cooper Flagg at all. It's insane. What he's doing is way more impressive than what Ryan Williams did. And Ryan Williams was awesome. But Cooper Flagg is taking Duke to a national championship probably. Crazy. Back to football though.
I mean,
these receivers are going to be.
Was I? Am I harsh on last year? Was it
painfully average for more than just last year? It's going back.
Jermaine Burton, Isaiah Bond year. Get at it. I had
Trayshawn Holden year. Yeah,
I cursed out one of my Bears podcast co-hosts before we started last Tuesday because he's talking about mock drafts and I've got the Bears taking Isaiah Bond in round 3, and I went we haven't started yet, so you can't go and find it, but I went nuclear on him. You stupid mother, but he's a lazy bada bada. He's a, and it was just, and my co-host goes, okay.
Scratch that one out.
I was like, no.
Don't want him anywhere near my team. Do not. Oh, man. Yeah, no. I mean, it's since what?
Yeah, since 21.
Maybe 2021.
Since 21, yeah. you got Metchie and Wims. And even that, you could talk about was not even really a complete room, because as soon as one of them goes down, the room goes into the gutter.
Yeah.
You go, Metchie goes down in the SEC title game, and okay, you work your way through the end of that game, and okay, Williams tears it up in the first quarter and chains in the national title game. He goes down, and it's like, oh, have any of you guys played wide receiver before? Do your hands function, Ajayi Hall?
Jaleel Billingsley?
Grip the football in the air. Oh, Ajayi Hall, you pull that football down in the end zone, Ajayi Hall, and you've won the game. And you're probably still here, and you're an Alabama legend, and we deal with all your head problems, and it's all...
I still believe in Ajayi Hall.
So, yeah, it's been since 21, so 22, 23, 24, yeah. 3 years so of
mediocrity.
Yeah. with some standout. With, sure. You know,
yes, the occasional standout. I mean, you know, you mentioned, obviously, Jameson Williams was fantastic. And Mechie was a very serviceable wide receiver, too. And, you know, maybe given a bit of an opportunity in the NFL, we'll see what he does. But you just really haven't had a not trio of guys. You've had one, maybe two guys.
So I'm excited. I am excited about this wide receiver core because I think Isaiah Horton is not better than Ryan Williams. No, don't hear me say that.
He just allows you to do things different. Gives you more options than Ryan Williams does.
Right. You know, I've been listening to a lot of Ben Johnson, new Bears head football coach. Great. You know, we're excited. He's going to win two games next year. Awesome. But his take is, you want to build a football team a little bit like a basketball team. We talk about skill position players. Skill positions, because you don't want five guys. You don't want five skill guys who are all speed guys. You don't want five guys who are all height and big power guys. He said you want to mix and match. I think Isaiah Horton does that. Brings in an element that is not really in the room and apparently has a confidence that is on par with the other two, Ryan and Jeremy. So, great.
So, yeah, it seems like things are going very well. Now, you know, we're all hearing spring practice reports, so take it as you will. But it seems like it's going really, really good.
What's the predict the Ty Simpson narrative today? I'll give you a chance. You get the pen, and you can write the narrative for all three. What happens after the scrimmage?
We're going to get a two passing, one rushing touchdown performance from Ty Simpson in the scrimmage. And one of those touchdowns is going to be to Isaiah Horton. It's going to be a long one. The other one's going to be, we'll give it to Jeremy. And let's see, what are they going to be saying? Ty Simpson, not shines, not dominates. Is he going to dominate today?
We can't say dominate. Excels. Because that makes the defense feel bad.
Yeah, maybe excels.
Head and shoulders above the rest.
Separates himself, maybe.
That's what it's going to be. Separation. Takes a step forward in the quarterback competition. Simpson took a step forward today by throwing two touchdowns and running for another. Then they're gonna be like, "Why running black jersey? Oh, who cares? Y'all didn't. He ran for another."
Yeah, they'll credit him.
So it's gonna be a lot of fun over in Bryant-Denny Stadium. Nobody will see anything. So if you are privileged enough to see something, you can call me. Leave us a voicemail 205-462-7340 extension 800.
You know what we need to do?
You can be anonymous. Right there, it's fine.
We got to get us a drone. Fly it over Brian Denny.
Yes. And we'll just air it right here on the channel. Just get ourselves. that's the Kyle Henderson move. That's exactly what happened last year. Last fall, was it for Fan Day? Fan Day, we're all out there, and somebody is filming back. It's like, oh my goodness.
Yeah. They tell you you can't do that.
All right. So,
but if they didn't know.
Yeah, right. If they didn't know, then it's okay.
If you fly a drone high enough, they won't hear it. You know, we're gonna have to drop some money on this drone. No. It's gonna have to be a good drone, but
we can get somebody from Russia to send it in or somebody from Ukraine to send it in. They've got the real drones. Mason, let's do something a little fun. And I want to play my new commercial. We're so happy to be sponsored by Warren Tire and Auto. You guys can jump in and sponsor the program any way you like. We'll be happy to take care of you as best we can, any way we can. And Russ Warren was over at 15th Street this past week when we chatted with him, and we just filmed this little commercial, and so we're throwing this in here. We're going to go from here to where? To concessions. And then we'll finish with Jalen Brewster. How about that? So here is Warren Tire. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
So my name is Russ Warren, and I'm one of the owners here at Warren Tire. We started in 1961. My granddad on University Boulevard. So we've been kind of a staple here in the Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama community since then. And so thankful to be in the third generation. And we have two locations now in Tuscaloosa. We're right here at the 15th Street location right now, where we just do tires, brakes, and alignments mostly here. Our university location does oil changes, engine work, air conditioning work, front end work, the whole nine yards. And so any of our two locations, you can come check us out.
This Black Friday, get 6 months free when you move your WordPress sites to Kinsta. Enjoy faster load times, no stress when traffic spikes, and hosting you can actually count on. We're G2's number one rated host for WordPress. For a reason. Visit kinsta.com/BF. That's KINSTA.com/BF. Don't miss out. Offer ends December 2nd.
All right. What do you think? A little too loud?
Maybe a touch, but right. I thought it sounded good.
Okay. All right.
You could have, you know, as far as the mix, it was good and I could hear him.
All right. Perfect. Perfect. I mean, this is all experimental. Yeah. So
maybe we got to bring it down just a touch. But it also might just be my headphones because I do turn them up very high.
Well, I was staring at the board. I was like, all right, do I need to bring this down just a hair or not? I'm not sure. We really, really appreciate Warren Tire for sponsoring the program, and we'll be happy to make a commercial for you and get you all right on the show and on the program. Sponsoring the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com, right here on the Bama Central YouTube channel. Mason, I did spend about 20 minutes yesterday talking about Coastal Carolina. We don't want to repeat all of that. You might have heard it. You might have not. Exactly. They're giving free concessions this year.
So cool.
How can we get, what's it, is it going to take just a huge attendance drop to do free concessions at Alabama? It'll never happen.
I don't know that we'd ever get that. No.
I mean, the Falcons went 5-8 years ago when they opened Mercedes-Benz and they committed to like really cheap concession prices. And is it just going to take like a couple 6 and 7 seasons to get Greg Byrne to get innovative in this way? Or I'm sure what it really is I'm sure the concession vendors and their prices are all, I'm sure there's some sort of separation of who's controlling the prices. And I bet you they're paying the university rent space in the stadium. Like, and I'm sure that
there's all kind of paperwork and agreements,
red tape agreements that we don't know about. And then that I'm not educated on. And so I'm making myself sound like a fool.
How do we make it happen? We've got to make it happen. At least, you know, look. We're not
giving away free beer.
Yeah, sure. And we don't have to do 4 items, unlimited trips. That's a bit ridiculous, if I'm being honest.
It's crazy.
But hell, man, throw somebody a hot dog. I don't think that's going to hurt your wallet. You know, give everybody in the stadium a Denny dog and a free drink. I think you'd probably be okay. Everybody would be.
With a little hole puncher?
I mean, come on. Everybody would be stoked. You get a card when you walk in. It's got, what, 2-3 punches on it. It gets you one of the punches is a hot dog, one's a drink, one's a bag of chips or a candy or something, and boom, boom, boom. When you use it, you lose it. Come on. There's no way you're going to lose that much money on that.
What we do is we do it for the slow games. We do it for the Western Tech Carolina games. Because everybody's coming to the LSU game. Everybody's coming to watch us play Wisconsin this year.
You're selling them out.
But you know, your Western Tech University, Louisiana, you know, School for the Deaf and Blind when it's coming in, good. The 11 a.m. game. This is how we fill it all the way up because, look, I've got friends who have small children who don't want to spend arms and legs to go see the big game.
Because, yeah, that's the thing. Even with those, like you say, let's be honest, the crappy games that nobody really cares about as much against the Western Carolina Tech State for the school and blind and whatever's. It's still like kind of ridiculously expensive to take your family to those games. You know, you're paying $25 for parking. At least you're paying $5 a hot dog. You're buying 4 hot dogs for every member of the, you know, whatever it is you're coming out from that concession stand. You drop $65-$70 probably. On top of paying whatever for your ticket that you paid, it's just like everything adds up, nickel and dime. And it's, I think giving a more incentive to people in that kind of situation where they may have young children, they may have, you know, a larger family that wants to experience what a game is like, give them an opportunity to not absolutely murder their pocketbook. And I think they will jump at it.
We're focusing on Bryan Denny Stadium just because football to football, Coastal Carolina football. But my real focus is on Coleman Coliseum. Because at Bryan Denny, I can make my purchases, you know, I can plan a little bit. I think the hot dog is like $6 or something. I basically, my point is, I can be choosy at the concession stand board and get away with not that expensive.
I'm a sucker for those souvenir cups. Get one every game I go to.
$8, right? I mean, $12 down the drain.
Have one. It'll last me most of the game, though.
I don't think you could do that with Coleman. I think that the entire board is like astronomical. When you look at the concession board, you're like, no, not that one, not the hot dog, not the popcorn, not the pretzel. I'm not. And so what I end up doing is not eating at Coleman, yeah, which is fine. I mean, that's just what you do. I'll eat before or after.
But you're missing out because there's a decent chance that if I were to get one or two free items, I'm a little bit more inclined to maybe go buy another item as well.
Oh, yeah. You give me a free hot dog, I'm definitely buying a drink.
Exactly.
Or you give me a free drink, I'll get a hot dog or some nachos to go with it.
So, you know, you will not only be bringing in more fans who maybe aren't going because of prohibitive costs. That's the word I was looking
that's
for.
That's good. Well done. That's an A-minus word.
You like that?
Prohibitive.
You know, you bring in more fans, but you also allow the fans that are there to maybe buy more concessions if they weren't planning on buying them beforehand.
So the only reason I'm repeating this is because of the audio issue yesterday after we talked to Katie, but in conjunction with the Masters. Mason, I know you're not really a huge golf guy, but next week is the Masters, and we will be paying attention to it on the program. Justin Thomas will be seeing if Nick Dunlap has qualified or not. But we are, if you've never been to the Masters, which I never have, concession prices, perfect. Their prices are equally reasonable.
Sure.
You look at here's the board right here. Egg sandwich or egg salad $1.50. These are sandwiches. Pimento cheese $1.50. Pork barbecue sandwich $3. Classic chicken sandwich $3. You got breakfast served until 10 a.m. Blueberry muffin $2. Breakfast sandwich $3. Chicken biscuit $3. So like you are I mean look, it's good. You've already paid three arms and a leg to get into
about
the Masters.
$2,500 I think right now is what you get in for.
But at least once you're in, they're like, all right, we'll sell you a bottle of water for $2, not
here's a
eight.
Cheap sandwich and a $300 polo.
Well, right. Yes. Yes. The point is,
this makes me upset about the Masters because they do this and every year it says, oh, look at the Masters with their cheap. And no, they just charge the sugar honey iced tea out of you everywhere else. This is BS. They're not like helping out the consumer with these traditional cheap prices. I am looking at Masters Apparel right here. $299 for a shirt.
It's not really for the consumer anyways, because you know you how to get Masters tickets.
I mean, sure.
You have to like apply, and you have to go through a lottery.
But it's just, it's such a thing every year, and I get so sick of seeing it, because it's such horse poop.
They sell it to the fan like, it's your privilege to come here and buy these day passes.
Hate it. So lame.
But part of your privilege is you can eat my $2 sandwich. Hey, part of when I'm at an event, I'll just say this. I have very little self-control. The only thing controlling me is the price limit.
Yeah.
If I'm going to the concession stand at the Masters and I'm seeing these numbers, I'm walking away.
Five chicken sandwiches?
Yes. Like, yeah. So, point being, to you, Greg Byrne, who we love and respect, We adjust these prices a little bit.
Just a touch.
And my fat rear end, who's trying to get my gump on in the stadium, is going to be, heck yeah, I need another chicken sandwich to cheer on the tide. Yes, I need another pretzel. Man, I'm getting tired. I need to load up on another Diet Coke so I can yell the second half away. Man. I don't know. Maybe that's a silly take, but it is my take.
You can probably get away with, you know, tacking an extra dollar onto those beers or so if you make the rest of the stuff cheaper.
The beer price does not matter.
Yeah, like I'll pay $15 for a beer if I get a $3 hot dog.
Oh, yeah, exactly. The people who are buying the beer are buying it anyways.
Yeah.
It's the other concessions that, you know, Father Steve and his little kids. Well, Father Steve's not buying 10 beers. He's trying to buy four hot dogs for he and his kids and...
But you can offset this by, you know, you can lower those, raise the alcohol just a touch.
I'm sure this is
the people that are going to buy the alcohol will still buy it.
I'm sure this is all related to vendors and prices. And so I bet you that third party stuff. I don't know. All right, so we'll never see cheap concessions, but we will probably always see great defensive linemen.
You a pimento Tuscaloosa. Cheese fan? A pimento cheese sandwich at the Masters?
No, I've never really been a pimento cheese fan
either. No, not for me. Not my cup of tea.
It's an odd texture.
No, I'm big on texture, and yeah, no, the yeah, no, I don't want to get into it in detail, but we'll say it's not for me. I would be coming out of the Masters concession stand with maybe this. I like the way that chicken biscuit sounds.
Heck yes, I'm going.
I don't know if I'm going to trust their barbecue that much.
No, well, Georgia, it's Georgia.
That's fair, but
they're probably out there really slow. You know,
yeah, they might be. I'm probably walking away with a nice ham and cheese. That sounds good.
Yeah, I'm starting 8 a.m. for, you know, opening round. I'm going coffee, chicken biscuit.
Give me a blueberry muffin too.
Yeah. And I'm set until about noon. And then I'm going back for probably two chicken sandwiches.
Sign me up for one of those fancy cocktails that they got that I see on the internet all the time. I can't remember what they're called now. It's some kind of peach something.
Does this say Crow's Nest? Is that what it is? Because this says possibly. Crow's Nest, $6. Domestic beer, $6. Import beer, $6. White wine, $6. Or iced tea, water, and no, something.
The Azalea.
Ah, okay. The Azalea.
It's that's a fancy looking beverage right there.
Well, we will be watching them. I will be watching the Masters. I always get into it every year. We'll see if Justin Thomas or if Nick Dunlap can make some noise for us.
Yeah, we will see. You saw, you know, Tiger's competing. You saw, you know, he tweeted out on April 1st that he's been sleeping in a hyperbaric chamber and he's good to go now. That was so weird.
Tiger's lost. Tiger's lost like Kanye.
Yeah, man, he's gone. I don't know what's going on with him.
Tiger is gone forever. It's so sad. And I've always watched Tiger. I used to be so in on him, so out on him, and then back in on him. And now I'm really like apathetic.
I'm kind of just over him.
Because it's so you're so clearly shilling. You're so clearly selling yourself to the highest bidder. I'm
not even remotely interested in this. What is it? The TGL.
Yeah, people, you're playing golf in this big old simulator, and like the floor moves. Like the concept is cool, but I have no idea when it airs. What are y'all playing for? Yeah. Who's playing every week? You have no idea. Like there's not been enough communication about it. The marketing for it's been terrible.
I see like one or two clips from it a week, maybe online, and that's about the extent of my TGL consumption.
Super cool to play golf inside, like a. I don't know.
I don't even really understand it because, like, I know the floor is moving and things, but then they're also like hitting into a simulator screen that is projecting where the ball would be going if they were on an actual green. So I don't know. It's not for me. It's newfangled technology, you know.
We like to play real golf, traditional golf with the real smack it all over into the woods.
Yeah.
All right, Mason, let's get out of here for the day. We're going to do a couple things this weekend. I am going to New Era Wrestling, Bad Mood Rising. You in or out? It's okay if you're not. Yeah, okay, we'll see. We've got to make sure Melissa's feeling good, all that jazz. Great. Rusty, make sure he's all safe. So we go New Era Wrestling Saturday night. The rest of the weekend, I'm going to be paying attention to Alabama-Auburn baseball. I'm going to be paying attention to Alabama softball, Alabama-LSU softball. The transfer portal, we'll see if Alabama can bring anyone in or not. We will have Kalen DeBoer at 3:15 over in the Bryant-Denny media room. So we'll hear about this great scrimmage that everybody's going to play so great in today. So you can see that on the Bama Central YouTube channel. We've got a staff meeting with Chris. Is there anything else that I'm missing for today? SmackDown tonight, rumors of The Rock appearing.
I'd be interested to see.
The final boss.
Are we going to finally get any bit of explanation as to why John Cena did what he did?
No, I don't think we are. And that feels like the missing piece of the story.
Yeah, I know that they're just they're playing the slow burn thing, but I need like a touch, like a little bit, because we are so confused. We have no idea why he did what he did. It just doesn't really make any sense.
So in my spare time over the last maybe 2-3 months, I've been watching all the old WrestleManias, just kind of going back through them. And the last 2 days, I've been on 28 and 29, which are John Cena, The Rock 1, John Cena, The Rock 2. I watched them, and I was still, like, trying to think about, okay, how is this going to tie in? Will it tie in? Probably not. Fun matches from, what was that, 2010 and 11 or so, roughly. But yeah, that's the missing piece to me. Like Cena, last week on Monday, the Cena, that, really like that was great.
Did not anticipate Cody Rhodes being as good as he was. I thought he did well for himself.
He said, did they choose you or did some man in the office choose great. You? Oh. And he said, oh, I build
some guy we don't talk about anymore.
John Cena says, why build empires for billionaires? You just steal from their kids.
Yeah, both of them were so good. So it's good that I've seen the online discourse basically split 50-50 on whether or not Cena crushed him.
Yeah. Do you think he crushed him?
I don't. I thought it was pretty even. I mean, personally, I did not come away from that thinking like, oh, he cooked Cody Rhodes. Like, I thought Cody Rhodes did just as good on the mic.
Our friend Will Miller texted me after, he goes, Cody got cooked. I was like, did he? Are you sure?
I think so. I thought he held his own. I thought the jorts comment was very funny. It was really good. Is it low blow, but I thought it was a good one.
Great, great stuff. So tonight we'll do that. We'll have Alabama Auburn baseball, and we'll talk to you on Monday. On Monday we will be with Theo again, and I'll reconnect the daggum mics because Theo had so much good stuff last week from his time in New York and everything, and the entire tournament. And Theo was, shoot, we got, don't tell Theo, but he's good at this. So we're going to keep his ego as small as possible, but we do need to be utilizing him. We'll hear from him on Monday, and we'll talk to you guys as well. Leave us a comment on all the social media machines at JoeGaither6, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, at MAWoods_ on the Twitter machine. Call us on the voicemail line, 205-462-7340, extension 800. Oh, this is why we're closing the show, so that we can play our interview with our... We're closing the show right here so that we can play our interview with the defensive lineman we got to chat with yesterday, Jalen Brewster. Jalen Brewster joined us for about 12 minutes, and here it is. It was like interviewing a rising junior in high school. I appreciate Jalen Brewster for giving us his time, but maybe not as juicy as we were hoping for.
Hey, welcome back to the Friday edition of the Joe Gaither Show right here on Bama Central, BamaCentral.com. You guys are watching us on the Bama Central YouTube channel, listening on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. We appreciate everybody hanging out with us on a Friday. We're going to have a lot of fun here. We have talked to a lot of Alabama football recruits in the past. We have not done so in quite some time, but Mason Woods has been hard at work. Working the recruiting trail, and he's got us a great one to talk to today. And I am so excited to chat with defensive lineman Jalen Brewster out of Texas, out of Cedar Hill, Texas. And he is really one of the who's who defensive linemen in the class of 2027, a rising junior. You look at all of his recruiting profiles, and every single big name profile is after him. So I'm excited to talk to him. Jalen, thank you so much for your time today. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Very, very good.
So, Jalen, we're doing good today. I thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. I really, really appreciate it. We're really happy to talk to you. The first thing I got to ask you, you know, immediately when you go to the, you know, you look at you as a prospect, the thing that jumps off the page is just how big you are, how well you're able to move for how big you are. You know, have you always, growing up, were you always just kind of bigger than everybody? Did you hit a big growth spurt when you got to a certain age, or were you always just kind of this much bigger than everyone?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie. I've been big since I was like 5.
What do you think is it, you know, what is it that allows you to still be able to move so well? Because, you know, I'm watching your highlights, and, you know, you play a little bit of running back. We introduced you as a defensive lineman, but you do line up on the other side of the ball a little bit. What is it that allows you to just, I mean, you move like you're 50 pounds lighter than you are. How do you do it?
I just train speed and agility every day.
I'm watching you play running back. What do you like better, offense or defense?
Defense.
Why do you like defense better?
I don't like getting hit.
You like delivering the hits.
tell us about your football journey. When did you start get playing football, and really, what is it like playing football at Cedar Hill?
I got the pads when I was 10, and I just fell in love with it since when I got out the womb.
Growing up, was there any, you know, I read that you were a big fan of Von Miller growing up. Have you got me? You got me, Jalen? Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Okay, good. So I read that you were a big fan of Von Miller. Is that still a player that you really try to model your game after, or is there another player that's active, maybe college or NFL, that you've kind of pivoted to now?
I'll say Jalen Daniels, played with the Eagles.
You guys can follow Jalen Brewster at Jalen underscore with the 8 in the middle. J-8-Y-L-E-N underscore on the Twitter machine. You can join him right there, follow his football journey and his recruitment. The other day, Jalen, you tweeted out that the University of Alabama offered you a scholarship. So put us in that moment and walk us through kind of what happened right there.
I was getting ready to train, got a car from Alabama. Talk about how they love how I play, running back in D-Lyman. Said they love the offer.
Who was on the phone?
Coach T. Jones and the D-Lyman coach.
What do you know about Freddie Roach, the defensive line coach?
I don't know much about him.
He played here at Alabama. He played linebacker here. He's been the defensive line coach for maybe four years or so. 4 or 5 years. What is it, Mason? About that long?
Yeah, something right about that long. You know, obviously the Alabama offer is the most recent one, I guess. But you've also gotten offers from, I mean, just about, you know, it seems like you name it. Jalen Brewster's got an offer from this Power Four program. What does it mean to you to be, you know, so early in your recruitment? You know, you're like we said, a rising junior, but you're already getting this much attention from these big time programs.
It's a blessing. Keep God first. You know, keep giving me blessings after blessings.
When you're out there playing football, what is it like in Texas? Everybody says it's bigger in Texas. I'm looking at your highlights, and you're popping off the screen. So at a young age, what's it like excelling at such a high level in such high level football?
First, I ain't gonna lie, I was nervous about it, but I got in the mood, got in the groove, just went off.
When I read one of your interviews that you talked about Bobby Feaster. And he's a big name on the recruiting trail. What was it like playing against him?
I've been playing against him since I was we used to play on the same team.
Okay.
Y'all are getting recruited by a lot of the same programs. Have you guys talked about maybe linking up again at the next level?
No, I ain't talked to him in a minute.
Okay.
I look at your schedule, Cedar Hill schedule. At the last of it, I see Duncanville. Did you play Keelan Russell last season?
Yes, sir.
What's he like? What was it like going against him?
That boy fast. I ain't gonna lie.
Do you think you know, early enrollee at Alabama? Would it be crazy to see him starting next year? I've no. I mean, we barely seen him over here.
Nah, he for sure can start at Alabama. Yeah.
What was he like as a quarterback? Big time passer. You said he was fast. Big time runner. How did they use him?
He really can do both. He can run. He can throw the ball when he's under pressure.
Oh, what about you? I mean, when you're rushing the passer and you're getting after it on the edge, are you trying to? Do you like speed rush more? Are you a power rusher? I mean, I'm sure you got a bunch of tools in your arsenal. Oh, what goes through your brain when you're lining up on the edge?
At first, I was really just a power rusher, long guard, but like I added some moves. So,
What is it? I just had the tab. 6'3". I have this at 277. Is that accurate or is 302 accurate? I've got several numbers.
295.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you talk about training. What are the things that you're doing to train?
We'll be doing 5, 10, 5. Then we do broad jump. We do a lot of speed and agility work. And then we do recovery after.
What do you like to do when you're not training and you're not playing football?
Hoop.
Yeah? You into basketball, NBA? AAU. AAU. Okay, so you don't watch it in your spare time. You like to play.
Yeah.
Okay, bet. Point. How's your basketball game?
I play center.
maybe a little point center.
Yeah, I can dribble the ball a little bit.
Okay.
We got to get you on the basketball team, you know, as well. You know, two years from now. Alabama's had a couple football players that have flirted with the basketball team, but we never had anybody do both. Can we get you to flirt with Nate Oates, get you on the squad?
Yeah, for sure. I'm a hoop.
You like the NCAA tournament? You watching that?
No
time for any of that. What does spring look like getting ready for your junior year?
Oh, looking great. We're gonna dominate this year. So
how do you feel about the team as a whole? You know, I looked at your schedule a little bit. Obviously, you've got some tough matchups, given just Texas football is tough in itself. What do you feel like your team might do this year?
So, if we come out playing hard, we should win every game.
So, you got the call from Alabama the other day, and they offered you, but you haven't been to Tuscaloosa yet. Plans are June, July. Is that what I read, to come to Tuscaloosa? What are you looking to see when you come here?
The culture of football, you know, how they play Alabama football.
What are you hoping to see when you get here? Like, what will tell you what the culture is like? Just a feel, or is there something that you'll? I mean, you've been on these, been on other college campuses, so you'll have things to compare it to.
It's really, 'cause I talk to a lot of players. Like when I go on a visit, how they see. How they think about this college. So that's how I really tell her from it.
You mentioned that you fell in love with football really young. Is it something that is in your family? Did your dad play football? Any brothers, sisters that have played, or any brothers that played football? Any uncles or anything like that?
Yeah, my pops played for college at Ball State, and then he went to the Cowboys for 3 years.
Oh, okay. So- You grew up a Cowboys fan, I guess?
No.
Oh, okay. Anybody? Who are you a fan of?
Ravens.
Okay. That's a good. You've had a pretty good time, I guess. I mean, I'm a Titans fan, so I cannot share that same joy.
What do you think, you and Lamar Jackson? You coming off the edge? You taking him down?
I hope.
What are you looking for in your college? I mean, you're early in this journey. A lot of things to look for in a college. What might be some of the things that you're looking for? You talk about the culture. What else?
That life at the ball. So,
what might you want to do if you weren't playing football?
Start a business up.
Anything you're particularly interested in? You know, any line of business you'd want to go into if it wasn't football?
What you call it? A fitness business. Started my own gym.
Oh, nice. Brewster's gym.
Yeah.
We got to get a membership and get us in shape at Brewster's gym. Alabama's got this nice sports science facility right there by the athletic facility. They can get your knowledge up right there. Get you ready to dominate that scene. Tell everybody, sure. You know, what they need to do right there. I read, you know, so you're a Ravens fan. Were you a fan of any colleges growing up or before recruitment?
I'll say Clemson, Oregon, Alabama. Yeah.
What's your favorite Alabama memory?
Or
player?
I don't remember. I ain't gonna lie. I was like 6'5".
Well, Jalen, it's been a lot of fun hanging out with you. You're in the class of 2027. Recently received a scholarship offer from the University of Alabama, but you haven't quite been here yet. What are you thinking about your recruitment? I mean, obviously, you're a long way away, but just kind of put us where you are. What are you thinking about your recruitment at the moment?
Oh, it's going great. It's coming so fast. I just got to keep staying motivated and keep going every day.
Have you thought about it all when, I mean, obviously, you know, so far away still, but have you thought about it all when you want to maybe set any kind of recruitment or a commitment date?
Nah.
Yeah. Well, Jalen, I thank you very much for joining us. I'm not sure if you can hear my dog about barking over there. He's gonna ruin the show here. I seriously cannot thank you enough for joining us. We really appreciate it. We're very happy to get a prospect of your caliber on the show. I'm excited to see where you go with your recruitment here. Hopefully, it's Alabama, but we will have to see.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. We will. Thank you very much, Jalen.
So my name is Russ Warren, and I'm one of the owners here at Warren Tire. We started in 1961. My granddad on University Boulevard, so we've been kind of a staple here in the Tuscaloosa and the University of Alabama community since then. And so thankful to be in the third generation. And we have two locations now in Tuscaloosa. We're right here at the 15th Street location right now, where we just do tires, brakes, and alignments mostly here. Our university location does oil changes, engine work, air conditioning work, front end work, the whole nine yards. And so any of our two locations, you can come check us out.
And that's our time with Jalen Brewster. And we want to thank Russ Warren and Warren Tire for sponsoring the program. We want to thank you guys for watching the show on the Bama Central YouTube channel, listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Amazon. Go out and follow Jalen Brewster. Oh, I've got his Twitter right. Oh, I had it right there. Go out and follow Jalen Brewster at Jalen. It's J8YLEN _. Go out and follow him and tell him that you appreciated his time on the show. We'll talk to you on Monday. Make sure to subscribe to All Things Bama, as Mason and I are about to record another 30 or 40 minutes of All Things Bama on that podcast. So we'll talk to you on Monday right here on the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central and BamaCentral.com.
Thanks for joining us on today's edition of the Joe Gaither Show on Bama Central. Keep up with Joe on all his social media pages at JoeGaither6. Subscribe, rate, and review the show on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, and be sure to read us daily at BamaCentral.com.